USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration could soon reach a deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan that would bring thousands of troops home from there. The Washington Post is reporting that the Taliban would agree to a ceasefire. The U.S. would then bring home initially 4,000 of the 14,000 troops that have been stationed there. The Kennedy family suffers another tragic loss. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A death at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Police say the 22-year-old granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy dies of a suspected drug overdose. Paramedics responding to the home and find her in cardiac arrest. She is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital.
The Navy now reports a pilot who crashed on Wednesday in California in Death Valley National Park was killed in the crash. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.